Noon, 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 64 degrees. KSL's top story. A warning to governors across the country. Your water systems are under attack. The Biden administration is warning of potential cyber attacks of critical water systems. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has details.
It's all outlined in a letter from National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and the EPA. They say that hacker groups from inside Iran and China have their sights set on our drinking water. The letter warns that these groups are even pre-positioning themselves to disrupt critical infrastructure in case of any geopolitical tensions or military conflicts. And it's not just drinking water. Wastewater systems are in the crosshairs as well. But the letter also says that the threat could be mitigated simply by changing some passwords. They also lay out several resources states could turn to make sure they're prepared and don't fall prey. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Vice President Kamala Harris' husband paid a visit to Utah today. Douglas Emhoff was here to talk about some money the Biden administration is spending in Salt Lake City to find lead pipes that could be contaminating the water. KSL TV's Lindsay Ertz was at the meeting this afternoon.
He really touts it as a function of the Biden-Harris administration and their commitment to clean drinking water and to investing in people and helping build up communities. So there was really a strong feeling of, like, yeah, they're here to do some good.
The money comes from the COVID relief fund called the American Rescue Plan. Brine shrimp are hatching again on the Great Salt Lake, and there are more of them out there than researchers expected. It's good news. KSL News Radio's Adam Small with details.
Turns out all the brine shrimp of the Great Salt Lake die every year from the cold, but their eggs survive, and now they're hatching again. All the new water has been big, not only for the population now, but also for the much higher number of eggs they produce this year. Those eggs are a global commodity for hatcheries that supply shrimp and some fish we eat. Critters are also a huge source for the millions of migratory birds that stop at the lake.
If you choose shrimp next time you dine out, there's a 50-50 chance those shrimp ate brine shrimp from the Great Salt Lake. Harmful algae blooms aren't typically on our radar till summertime, but this year, experts are looking ahead. Environmental scientist with the Division of Water Quality, Hannah Bonner, says a warmer spring could mean more blooms.
Cyanobacteria tends to grow quicker and is happier when there's warmer temperatures.
A good spring runoff will keep the lakes deeper and cooler, which could help. But lots of runoff also means the potential for the water to come in contact with more bacteria on its way down. Hundreds are dead following an attack on a packed concert hall in Russia. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, ISIS now claiming responsibility for the attack. Multiple heavily armed gunmen opened fire at one of Moscow's largest malls, where ABC's Patrick Rievel reports people were packed inside for a concert.
Video circulating online shows at least three gunmen firing assault rifles into crowds, hundreds of people fleeing. A huge fire then engulfed the building.
White House National Security Advisor John Kirby reacting to the horrific event.
The images are just horrible, and our thoughts are going to be with the victims of this terrible, terrible attack.
Russian authorities again confirming 100 injured, at least 40 have been killed so far. Another congressman calling it quits. Representative Mike Gallagher's unexpected departure will bring the Republican majority down to one. Meantime, Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has introduced a motion to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson. Greene making the motion the same day the House passed a $1.2 trillion spending package to avoid a partial government shutdown.
I filed the motion to vacate today, but it's more of a warning and a pink slip.
Green says the House Speaker needs to be someone who will stand up for Republicans. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Sweet and minty-flavored vape products are soon going to be banned in Utah.
This week, Governor Spencer Cox signed a bill into law that would ban certain flavors of vape products from being sold in the state. The ban specifically targets dessert, candy, fruit, alcohol, mint, and spice flavors, while still allowing menthol and tobacco flavors to be sold. This restriction is in an effort to reduce the number of teen vaping addictions in Utah and will go into effect at the beginning of next year. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
Move over red, green, and blue. The Utah Transit Authority is studying whether to add new orange line to tracks to make it easier to get from the airport to the University of Utah and also connect Research Park. We have a link where you can see the options and provide feedback on our website about the orange line to KSLNewsRadio.com. KSL News Time 4:35. It's KSL Bracket Update every 15 minutes. Here's Mark Jackson.
All right, check your brackets, Jeff, for Colorado, because if the Buffs beat Florida today, this would likely be a big brackets buster upset, as the Buffs are the 10th seed versus 7th seed Gators. That's got a couple minutes left to it. From Spokane, Auburn head coach Bruce Pearl has calmed down a little, as his Tigers are up about 6 over Yale with a few minutes left in that one. And your bracket should be good if you've had the following teams winning today and advancing: Northwestern, Baylor, San Diego State, Marquette, Clemson, and UConn. With your KSL Brackets update, I'm Mark Jackson.
Follow NCAA tournament updates and all other sports at KSLSports.com now. First look traffic, here's Ricky Meese.
Crashes on the surface streets, one in the downtown area, 4th South at 3rd West. That's probably in the cleanup stages. Another one called out, California Avenue, about 1500 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center. And my